New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Now we are recapping Vanderpump Rules season 11 episode 7 right now.
It's already at seven.
We're here. We've made it. We've survived. We've endured shell shock.
I want to say it's gone by quick, but it doesn't seem like it really hasn't.
It really hasn't. Honestly, the things that make it go by quickly are the ancillary things, like the trailers, little bits of information that kind of keep us going.
And at the end of this, we'll talk about the Valley and then the mid-season trailer.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Exactly. Yeah. The clock's ticking.
That's right. Get on your life vests. We're in for a wild ride in the wild ocean of Burbank, where this episode called Written in the Stars mostly takes place in and around James and Allie's house and pool. Graham is back. We've established that. Graham is here to stay. He's swimming in the pool. He's got a pretty good upgrade, the house and everything. Yeah. The dog can't talk. The dog is very confused. And Allie admits, I think at least once or twice during this episode, the dog is a behavioral problem and has been biting. They've kept the dog in a crate so the cats can like wander up to him. Also doesn't seem safe if the dog has a violent issue. But Graham, all the best to you. And we've got the establishing of Sheena's summer pushing her off the chair, whatever. Then we're in ground zero, Ariana and Tom territory. Tom is back from Tahoe. And of course, Anne is there in one of my favorite moments of this episode. Anne doesn't think she's going to see Tom. She's doing her, like, work, whatever. But she's dressed to go see Barbie.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, my God. I don't think you were going to catch me. I'm dressed like Barbie to go see Barbie. She's not really dressed like Barbie.
Not really. Because, from what I remember about it, she was pretty, like, kind of, like, understated. She wasn't look at me. Hey, I'm wearing a big crazy outfit. Like, she was pretty
she was
understated.
In like a dress, like a pale color, like a pink or purple dress, and like with like a black cardigan, you know, and like a little purse.
Yeah,
she just looked like she was going to like kind of a job interview type of a thing.
It was like kind of like almost like a normal, but
yeah,
maybe
she's
for
like
her
a cowboy hat. Yeah,
I think for her she was like, I'm wild. This is like I'm.
And then Tom, half listening, does not give a shit. He's like, that's great. And then he goes into, he asks, is Ariana there? Of course, she's there. We find out that Ariana is sitting in her room on like a little tuffet or like a love seat, like, and she's got her laptop on a little ottoman thing. And she's looking wrecked. She's looking like she's not slept in a little while. She's on her little article love seat. And her bedroom looks much bigger and better than it did early on. So I feel like she's getting her shit together. Things are getting boxed up. Maya's there hanging out. But again, I'm like, oof, what happened to you? Like, are you just like stressed out that Tom is coming back now? Why are we like this? Downstairs, Anne asks if there were any fights in Tahoe. Tom says, And then we get a fucking flash. This season, they're relying so much on flashbacks. of stuff that happened literally 5 minutes before in the episode. And this
that means of all the footage they have, they're combing through. They're just like,
we gotta
go back. Yeah.
I mean, it's such a bad sign that this season sucks. We shouldn't need this many flashbacks. Also, we remember it happened a second ago or an episode ago. I feel like we're in like a best of, you know, where they're like highlights of Vanderpump Rules. Remember when Kristen went crazy? And it's like, yeah, that's why we're watching this. We're not watching to see Ariana on a tuffet on her laptop, like figuring out whatever moments she had with Tom over the years. Like, come on. Anyway, Anne goes to see the Barbie movie. Tom thought the trip was pretty good. He found it to be a success. Then we see Lisa. She's going to kiss the ring. Sheena. She's going to kiss the ring at Lisa's.
Lisa doesn't kiss anyone.
She looks like she's going to Barbie.
Yeah.
You know, she's
but she always, that's what I'm saying. Like, she always, where Anne's kind of more like, not, you know, kind of like low key. Sheena's like, I'm always going to see Barbie. Yeah.
High key Barbie outfit. She's. Hops on in. Lisa's busy. She's training her dog Donut, who is about to die. How are all her dogs are like about to die? She's training this tiny dog. She's like, I'm training Donut. And literally what she's doing is Donut is on the countertop. Donut's eyes are like water. You know when dogs' eyes are like kind of gross and you're like, oh, someone needs to like clean that out. This dog's eyes are like almost sealed shut and very wet. And she's got her hand on like the dog's little paw. And she's like, I'm just training this dog. I can't. It's like, that dog I don't think can be trained. But also, like, this is your like business. Arrange flowers, you know, like make tea, something like that. Sheena is in a place of high blowout as well. She's there to fucking look like Barbie and talk about her grief, her friendship grief with Sandoval. She says in her talking head, and this is what we've been establishing for the past couple of episodes, that she can be, she's everything. She's a ride or die to Ariana. But is that enough? And honestly, it is. I don't think anyone thinks that Ariana hasn't been thanking you. Also, Ariana didn't control you. You know, like, she does a lot of these things on her own volition as, you know, an ally to her friend. But also, she's like, I'm not getting the credit where it's due. And it's like, I didn't realize it had to like, count. Like, you think Ariana's keeping track of, like, all the great things you do or all the things that you, like, anti-Tom thing? Like, I don't think she does that. And I also think she, in my experience of her on this episode, she's been very thankful and generous.
And what do you want her to say, Ariana? Yeah. Some of these things. Like, what do you, you know what I mean? What is she supposed to say?
I know.
She's been pretty, seems pretty, like, evenly keeled, pretty, yeah. You know, yeah.
But then we realize it all comes back to Dancing with the Stars, really. Yeah. You know, Sheena talks about picking up Dan, Ariana's boyfriend from New York, and he has to come into town because she can't come to New York because the big Dancing with the Stars announcement is happening, and Sheena is jealous. She said she was taking a dance class to prepare. And then, of course,
maybe she's always kind of being pitched, I'm sure.
Is she? I mean,
I don't know.
Listen, Lisa Vanderpump, first of all, I don't think a lot, and I don't really watch Dancing with the Stars. The most I've watched was when Ariana was on, which says something. But I don't think they use a lot of Bravo celebrities on Dancing with the Stars in general. I think Lisa, arguably, when I worked in game shows, we were like forbidden to book any celebrities from like Bravo, reality celebrities, really looked down upon unless it was like Paris Hilton or something. But the only one we ever entertained was Lisa Vanderpump.
Because she's kind of an icon beyond that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not, you know, she was a breakout on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And now Ariana's the breakout of Vanderpump Rules. You know, like, I don't know what to tell you, Sheena.
So you think, like, if let's just say Scandoval didn't happen, like, and maybe Ariana wasn't propelled in a way. Not that she's not qualified to do
nobody
it.
Nobody on the show.
So it's not a thing where it's like, well, so many people from Bravo are on it. Why am I not one of them?
No, it's I don't just, think. And again, correct me if I'm wrong, because I do not watch Dancing with the Stars. But from working in reality, like reality competition-y shows, I just think you have to be such a big star.
What about Puck from season one or season two of The Real World?
Was he on?
No. You know who that is?
Yeah, I know who that is. Yeah, I mean, no,
definitely was not. I don't think he was on it. So
I mean, you want to be on Traitors, Sheena? Different story, I think. But
my wife, Michelle, is always, she's like, Traitors. She's obsessed.
With it. Yeah. Me and Michelle have to talk about Traitors because I'm obsessed with it. I'm watching Australia right now. Traitors is incredible and a great use of a lot of these people that, like, where do they go? You know, like, primetime TV can't really use them for, like, these kind of bigger competition stars. They can't really be on, like, Masked Singer. But Traitors they can do because Traitors has this incredibly, like, rabid fan base from lots of different perspectives and franchises. Anyway, Lisa talks about how she was on Dancing with the Stars. I'm sure Sheena loved that. And then Sheena does a little snarky talking head. She's come a long way from being my backup dancer. Yes, she has, Sheena.
Yeah.
She has.
And also, I'm sure Ariana wasn't like, all my dream is to be on dance. I'm sure she's happy to do it, but I'm sure that wasn't always her thing. And is Sheena known to be like a great... has she ever talked about dancing since the last time she made like a music video?
No.
Also, it's just something she wants to do.
Not known to be a good dancer. Yeah. And it's not like it was either Ariana or Sheena.
Right.
If Ariana was on Dancing with the Stars, I'm going to talk slower, was not on Dancing with the Stars, it's not like Sheena would have been on it.
Right.
Sheena's not going to be on Dancing with the Stars unless something horrific happens to her. Like, really, like, and again, I don't want that to happen to Sheena, obviously, my sweet Shishu. But I also, the storyline is like, you're a fucking needless celebrity. We all fucking love her. You work very hard. No one's saying you don't. But Dancing with the Stars is at this like kind of different level. It's a lot of like scripted, it's like TV stars go on it, pop stars.
You know, because you want to see somebody like, oh, I didn't know John Cena could, you know, or I'm just picking something like that. They want to, you know, has a cultural thing that's beyond reality TV.
Totally. And then Lisa kind of rounds out the scene saying that all I want for Sheena is for her to say exactly how she feels. Lisa's like driving a wrench, of course. Lisa's working too, of course she is. So Sheena tells Lisa that there's going to be a girls' astrology night at Allie's house. And Lisa encourages Sheena to say what she feels, which, as you know, that scene, if you've watched the episode yet, Sheena does not say much.
No, surprisingly.
Surprisingly, she kind of just stands there, sits there. Just
which I thought
watches.
Was the, I thought that was a good move. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
well, because she, again, Sheena, people pleaser, is taking all of the information that she gets in at this event. We'll get there. Lala and Ariana go to Bright Coffee, and she tells Lala about her single AF shoot. Ariana, literally every pic of the shoot is gorgeous except for the cover. Every pic is like very cute. She looks, her body looks insane. Like they're like fun, lush action shots, and then the cover looks like. It's horrible. I can't. It just sucks. I'm like, show me more of these photos. I guess I should buy the book if I want to see more because they'll be inside next to some recipe for like a tequila sunrise rebranded as like fucking lightning bolt.
Yes.
You know? But Ariana says it was really cathartic and she wants to hit things more often because there's a shot of her hitting a TV with a golf club. Great. I love it. Ariana asks... she talks to Lala about the trip and how Sheena was kind of upset on the trip. Here Lala is kind of like advocating for Sheena. You know, Lala says that Sheena doesn't want to be upset every time she's around Tom Sandoval and have fun. And they talk about that photo that we all remember where, you know, Sheena's got her arm around Sandoval and Ariana does not say anything about it. And Ariana's like, I don't feel like I need to say anything about it. And Lala's like, well, you could. Everyone's like looking at you for any kind of response, which is not wrong. This is the first time I've kind of agreed with Lala where I'm like, you want to like ease Sheena's anxiety a little bit or like make her, you want to give her a little, throw her a bone? Like do a little like, you know?
And it makes you seem kind of like, this doesn't hurt. You know, I don't know. It's just like, you're not celebrating it also, but you're also not.
Yeah, which is a move. Lala said Sheena needs some closure from Ariana. Ariana's like, I always tell her I love her. I've got her back. But my position has not changed. He doesn't get access. She uses the word access a lot. He doesn't get access to me or any of my mutual friends. And I was like, this is hypocritical because you live in the same house. Yeah.
Your coworkers. I mean, you can call whatever you want, but you are coworkers.
But you can kind of manage up until this point to not film together or film like very remotely together. But you're a hypocrite. Because you want all your friends to align with you, which I understand, but you are living in the same – he has access to your life. He literally uses your bathroom. You know, like I hate this because I agree with her if it were a different circumstance and she had like moved out and like fucking really cut all ties. But she hasn't, you know?
She thinks that, oh, if Sheena's not friends with him, he'll have less access than living with him.
I mean, anyway, Lawless is that Sheena's nervous about, you know, Ariana not being her friend if she is nice to Tom Sandoval. And Ariana says, I'm doing what works for me. And then Lawless says, Sheena lost one of her best friends. And then Ariana said, so did I, two of them. And it's like,
yeah.
Again, it's good. I just want her to get the fuck out of that house.
It's almost like if you watched that, if you just turned on the show and just saw these scenes, you would have think Sheena lost a family member, immediate family member. And I was like, you know, you watch the show and I understand there's like real life, there's a show, whatever. But it's just the show, even in itself, what it's showing you, even if you believe everything that's happening, doesn't really indicate like some great. I don't know. There's people I've been friends with for a long time. I don't see them ever. You know, I don't know. Like, the world doesn't work like everyone's best friends. And I don't know. And why are you really
hurt? I love it. Yeah. It's so Sheena, which I love, but it is also ridiculous. And, like, you know, that's how she's trying to – I get it. She's working. That's her storyline. She is really hurt. Tom Sandoval and her were very close, I guess, you know.
You know, it's like if somebody got hit by a car – and then the person went over and it's like, oh, I'm going to call 911 for you. And they're like, great. And it's like, also, I know you just got hit by a car, but how do you think I feel?
Yeah.
I had to see you get hit by the car.
Yeah, I'm traumatized by you bleeding out on the ground.
Can we stop talking about –
What about me? Yeah. I called 911.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Is anyone going to ask how it's affected me? And it's like, I'm busy over here dying on the side of the road.
It's true, which I love to watch, obviously. Yeah. But Ariana is not wrong. But again, I'm like, bitch, move out of the house. And then you can say these things, in my opinion. Ariana talks about how Sheena is the weakest link. Ariana really breaks this down. She's like, Sheena's the weakest link. He's trying to become friends, ingratiate himself to all of these people so that I'm isolated. And then the show continues and I get iced out. And that's true. I mean, that's really what he's trying to do. He's trying to be so fucking nice to fucking everyone. And I think it's part of that and also part of, like, he's never had this edit before and, like, he's not used to it. Versus Jax, very used to it. Kristen, very used to it. You know, even Schwartz, to some degree, is used to, like, coming off like shit. You know, Tom Sandoval is not. And he looks like a fucking idiot every step of the way. And then we get to Christina Kelly's season 11 debut with Katie, the Ghoul Twins, just under a disco ball. Yeah. Just a couple of surly ass espresso martini loving white women, frowns on their faces in a booth waiting for Lala and Sheena. Lala meets them and she's in this like Britney Justin denim outfit, which they say looks good. It doesn't look good. And then Sheena arrives in her own little two piece. Sheena, can we get one of everything?
But eat nothing.
Oh, absolutely. One of everything to sit as we look at it. Sheena has big news, though. Summer Moon has broken her arm. She's like, I can't believe it. I was so petrified about other people hurting my child. And then she broke her arm right in front of me. And then, of course, she's like, pink cast. Like, she needs a pink cast so it'll coordinate with everything.
I mean, also the friendship with Tom Sandoval seems to be more traumatizing than your kid's arm breaking. You're pretty like – I mean, listen, there's a lot of nuance and I'm not there and, you know, whatever. But – and the way things are edited, I'm sure it's horrible. But when you're watching the show, she's kind of like, oh, yeah. Anyway, back to serious news.
Exactly. Christina Kelly wants to hear it all, though.
Yeah.
She's in a mommy bubble and she needs some drama. They tell her about Tahoe. Sheena says Sandoval cried genuine tears in front of her. Sure, Sheena.
Because she's like an FBI profiler, right? Yeah, she's like, I know what's like the tells and stuff like that.
Exactly. I'm a mind hunter. Katie's face is very funny during that. Katie's just like, oh boy. Katie, again, I love, and Katie, talk about someone who has reason to fucking hate Tom Sandoval. She does.
This is probably my favorite Katie. And I've never been against her, but I've never been necessarily for her mostly. But this one, I've been like kind of the most for her.
Mm-hmm. No, she's also sticking up for what she believes in.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I like sycophantic Katie a lot. I like her fucking being like needling her like person that she's kind of aligned herself with, you know, be it Stassi or Ariana. But I like her standing up for her own shit. I really like it because she's so fucking, she doesn't give a fuck.
Well, also the person you're talking about, the best friend, you know what I mean? Like partner in crime, you know, slighted her.
So
they all have a very vested interest in not liking them. With everyone else doesn't really have a vested interest in liking them.
Yeah. No, totally.
Not that from my perspective.
Yeah. Christina asked why Ariana stayed with Tom for so, you know, if their relationship sucked. And then someone makes a point. I didn't write it down. Look at Jackson Brittany, right? And, of course, this is the first we hear. This is this slow burn crossover. We're getting Valley Jackson Brittany references. And then they talk about that there's still stories about Jax running around town. Crossover bait. I want to see it. And I love to hear it. 5 months later, Sheena says she's still jealous and grieving. Dancing with the Stars is killing her. And Katie, during all of this, wants the conversation. Katie does not want to talk about Tom Sandoval. So they kind of, you know, like move on from that because Sheena says she slept with a bartender. Oh, my. All right. And then Katie goes back to it. Katie's like, I'm going to jump out the window if I have to hear any more about this conversation.
Do you think that the thing is she's like, I don't want to stop talking about it, but I do want to argue about it. I don't want to stop arguing about it.
Yeah, because they literally did stop talking about it.
Yeah.
To talk about something
formal. That's a little bit on her. I mean, I understand just still being, you know, sometimes you can't just switch off being pissed off. But if you really want to move on from it, you can't just remind people we were talking about.
They're like, oh, our apps are here. And Katie's like, I just want to move on. I hate him. I don't want to talk about him. And they're like, great. Did you try that martini? And then Katie's like, stop talking about Sandoval. And they're like, got it.
Yeah.
We're good. She's not wrong, though. I mean, she says she deserves an apology for the way he treated her with Schwartz, and she does.
Yeah,
she does.
Absolutely.
She knows. She knows he's a piece of shit. I mean, she was with Schwartz for 10 years. He's a piece of shit. They're both, you know, fucking the Toms. Fuck them. Lisa goes back to, I was confused about this because she goes back to what I think is Pump, but it's actually Tom Tom, but it's got the Pump sign above it.
Now that with doorway awning wasn't, is that, because we're always there at night, so I don't remember what
it's like fucking ugly.
Yeah.
But I was like, I thought she was going back to Pump to check it out, but she's actually going to Tom Tom, but somehow the Pump sign has been like,
maybe they saved it.
Administered to like go on top of Tom Tom. I was like, this is just like a fucking balsa wood, like wood shop sign that's badly painted with like iridescent pink paint.
I mean, put it like, hang it up in your office or something like that, or sell it for charity.
There's fucking ugly ass shit everywhere. But she explains that all the people from, she loves the people from Pump who have like a class action lawsuit against her. Mm. Remember. She moved a lot of them over to Tom Tom. And so she goes over to a waiter. She like paws at a waiter and she's like, how do you like Tom Tom versus Pump? And the waiter so sincerely says, it's different, but I love it. She found a perfect quote from a perfect worker bee. Tom Sandoval meets her there. He's kind of pissed that he's pissed. He sees all the people from Pump at Tom Tom. And he's very concerned that he wasn't consulted about bringing staff from Pump to Tom Tom. And then Lisa in a talking head says, I never consult a 2% partner.
I mean, you know, your other place is, there's rumors about Schwartz and Sandy's.
Yeah. How about you worry about your own shit show?
Yeah.
Dumpster fire restaurant. Yeah. Don't worry about Tom Tom.
It's really just yours by name, sort of.
2%? You're supposed to be consulted?
I mean, that's only 2% more than we have.
Exactly.
Or any of us have, so.
I know. It makes me feel very connected to Sandoval, strangely enough. Sandoval also brings ice cream. He's like, I brought ice cream! And Lisa's like, I don't want... You think Lisa wants your fucking, like, pint of ice cream in her restaurant?
But where was it from, though, too? You know? I'm curious.
I don't know. But then she relents, and she reluctantly has, like, a bite of his ice. I was like... This is not a peace out. He's like trying to give away sunglasses, trying to give away ice cream. Just like fucking relax. Tom says he's worried about Rachel and misses her. He wants a relationship with her. All this bullshit. And then Lisa says, I wasn't going to tell you this, but I spoke to her at Lent. You met up with her at Lent?
Yeah.
Over a fish fry or what? Okay. And apparently, I did a little digging about this conversation that Lisa was obviously trying to get Rachel to be on the show again through this. Rachel... And I think this is maybe on her podcast, was saying how she wanted to talk about Graham and how that all happened and where he was. And Lisa just wanted to try to get her on the show. Lisa says that Rachel wasn't happy with Sandoval. She said that Sandoval said to Rachel that life is lying.
Does he have a
mantra.
Point? Sure.
Life is lying. Yeah. Baby girl, life is all lies.
Yeah.
You're going to lie with me? You're going to ride with me and lie with me or not? Or start your own podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. We know what happened. And Tom's like, I've been worried sick about her. She blocked me. And then we learned that she actually blocked Raquel. Like, Raquel blocked Tom Sandoval. So I don't know why he's shocked. Obviously, she doesn't want to talk to him. So I don't know. This is a very funny, like... thing that he decided to say in the moment to like kind of up the conflict.
Also, people, you know, break up even when everything's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like we're like, what about the kids? You know what I mean? What about the house and the kids? There's no...
No, there's nothing here. There's literally the idea of a relationship on a show.
Yeah.
One storyline that continues without one of them anyway, so who cares, you know? Lisa also says Rachel said she doesn't love Tom and she felt manipulated by him. Lisa is sharing hard truths. And then Tom, I guess, unceremoniously takes that information in, and we move on to the next scene. This next scene, Lala and Jessica, who is, quote unquote, Lala's brain. I guess that means assistant. Lisa comes by there. Lisa's busy today. Lisa's got meetings after meetings. She's got places to be all in West Hollywood, all within a mile radius. Yeah. Don't worry. Don't worry. She doesn't have to go far. Jessica is very nervous to meet Lisa. She's dusted. She's dusted this shitty, like, weird office space. That's
also, is that where all your product is, or is that just a little tiny showroom of where – I'm sure it's all fulfilled online. You know,
yeah,
online,
exactly. It's like you have a neon sign and one chair in here. Lala explains that she's been rebranding Give Them Lala to – we don't know. Yeah. She does not say. She's like, oh, Give Them Lala is, like, in their face, and I'm less in your face right now. And I was like, I guess.
Yeah.
Nobody cares, Lala.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is going to be, or maybe it's just, like, a code for I don't sell makeup anymore online.
Also, I want to remind people that I sell things.
Like, send it to Daryl sweatshirt, which is in the background of this shot. And then Lala tells Lisa, we've seen this all over the trailer. I'm just a bitch in these streets trying to get a sperm donor. And Lisa's a little weirded out by this. Why do you need a sperm donor? Lala says she doesn't want a baby daddy. She wants many babies. She wants all the kids in the world. And she doesn't want, she puts it this way, which I think is very troubling. She wants an absolute baby, a baby that is just hers. And this feels like very fucking like sinister, you know, like. Poor Ocean. Ocean, you know, his father is presumably at this point that we're recording this, like, in her life. And, like, that's not, like, a bad – I mean, he's a shitty person. It's not a bad thing to have, like, your dad in your life, you know. But Lala wants to cut any shit. She wants full domination over all the rest of the litters of children that she has. And she doesn't want to worry about some con man.
But will part of her talking points be – about being a single mom?
Of course.
And like, how do I do? Like, how do I?
So tough. I'm so brave.
Yeah. So is it that kind of just so deranged. Any which way you look at it, it's, you know.
Ugh, I hate it. I mean, I'm just like, who's like, yes, I need to like have full. And I get it. I'm sure dealing with Randall is horrible. But, you know, you can find someone else that isn't Randall, who's not just, you can have better judgment. And honestly, I'm all for you fucking having kids on your own, but don't do it because, like, you want, like, full control
now,
over that kid.
Not every person you meet will be a married person with kids that's a producer that's older than you.
Yeah. And like, gives you a Range Rover the first day you meet on Christmas Eve.
That's not every, like, every date you go on doesn't have to start like that.
Yeah, where you're, like, estranged from your wife and a therapist, like, kind of, like, gaslights you into also thinking that he's not in contact with other people and, like, cheating on you actively. It doesn't have to be like that, but okay, sure. It's very weird. Lala doesn't want to be torn between Ariana and Tom. She says that to Lisa. She says that Ariana did put a message out there defending Sheena after all in this span.
It was a cool
between
move.
Between her talking to Ariana and this moment in this episode, which is, very nice, obviously. Again, I see no evidence that Ariana does not kind of back Sheena up. It's just not enough for Sheena because Sheena's jealous of her.
Yeah.
You know? Meanwhile, at Sir, James is DJing and Allie is watching. Schwartz and Joe arrive in trucker hats.
I'm a little bit old school. Yes. I think if it's at night, right, you shouldn't wear a hat indoors. And that's a dinner table thing. And maybe that's old school, but also I said that. I was like, the trucker hat twins?
Of course. This is like my dream couple. I fucking love them together. I love the fucking messy ass Joe. She always looks like she just woke up, like a little methy, like woke up. Her hair's like, she's a stylist. Like, she's a hairstylist.
I know. That's a lot of, you know, like, the Vanderpump fucking Reddit or whatever. Like, people are like, she's this, you know, and like, well, who am I to talk? But also, it's like, yeah, every time they said, I was like, oh, that's what she does for a living?
Yeah, I know. I will say, I do like her. I will say this. She's from Wisconsin. That's where I'm from.
All right.
So I feel a kinship to Joe. I fucking love this, like, non-relationship. Allie says, I don't know much about Joe, but the other girls have problems with her. Allie says that Joe moved in right after Schwartz's divorce, which is a weird thing, I would say. Joe is introed by Schwartz as a good dear friend. She's my good dear friend. Allie says, I get BFF vibes. No, you don't, Allie.
Yeah.
And Joe says very loudly to that. She goes, yep.
It's okay. When I do self tapes or acting classes, I'm always worried that my face is working so hard. Everything I say, I'm afraid what my face looks like is what Joe's face looks like when she's speaking at any given time. Her face is just working.
Crazy
and maybe
face.
I mean, I don't know if she's, you know what, and I will give her a benefit of the doubt too, that these people are pretty used to being on camera and maybe they've settled into that. And she's just kind of like now just taking it all in, or maybe that is just how she is. But her face is working overtime. Another thing, probably my favorite part, is something they were talking about. Something, it was maybe James, and she put her hand over her heart, like oh. But she didn't. I only watched it once, but it seemed like she put her hand over, like, you know that thing you take one hand over the other and you put it against your heart and you go oh, like that thing. But I think she had it where her heart was in the opposite side of her heart and then moved it. Somebody go and check that, because I saw her go, that's what I saw.
Yeah,
and that was my favorite part.
Review the tapes. Yeah. I love that. Well, she's trying so hard to be a part of this thing, but she's like a Tasmanian devil. Like, she's like an early 2000s. Like, she reminds me so much of like Jenny McCarthy. Mm-hmm. Like, she's got like really like frenetic energy and like, yeah, boys, you know, like, hat, like trucker hats. Yeah. And, well, look at, you know, like, it's
Von
very,
Dutch.
I mean, I love it. I want more of it. It's just so fucking wild. Like, I'm getting used to it. I'm getting used to it, and I want more of it. Randomly, Sandoval's there. He sits down. James is like, we're in a better place, but, like, not quite, not quite. Sandoval tries to put these glasses on James and brags about bringing Lisa ice cream. Joe's getting in her 2 cents. She's really getting into the mix. She's like, those sunglasses look great. She's like, great.
Unless nobody else likes them, and they're horrible.
Exactly. Okay. Hand in my heart. I don't know. Like, holy shit, I love this woman so much. Allie, again, very intelligent, like, kind of taking this all in. Mm-hmm. She's not having any of this, like, weaseling.
I think she represents the viewer the most, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Where Ariana used to kind of be that, I would say. It's very, very funny. And then Allie says something, and I forget exactly. She says, I hope I didn't waste all the time on this loser. And I think she's talking about James. If James becomes friends with Sandoval again.
Yeah.
Do you remember that part? I was just like, oh, damn. There are higher stakes than Ariana's wrath.
Yeah.
Allie's wrath.
Mm-hmm.
Allie's astrological wrath. Forced to be reckoned with. Not Joe, though.
Yeah.
Yep. The next day, I think this is the next day, we see Joe and Schwartz have continued to hang out. I assume that after Sir, they went back to the Schwartz's apartment and had sex, and this is like the next morning.
Well, you know what, they're at that place, I think it's like south of Wilshire. It's an old school gas station, like service station. It's across Wilshire and maybe Fairfax. I don't know what it is, but it's on the – I've always wanted to go there just because I love old.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a – but it's a place I would never go to like patronize, because I don't care about IPAs or whatever kind of thing.
Yeah, like cool draft lagers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're there. Joe just wants to do shots. They're still in their trucker hats.
Yeah. So are they selling? I always think, like, are they for sale? Like, that's part of the thing. Like,
so
are they selling
lame.
Something?
Oh, my God. Talking head, Schwartz is like, Joe and I were never in a relationship, but we do really care for each other. Joe is like, the amount of energy in this woman for just, like, existing in a space. I'm like, I get
someone
it,
said, this is on the Vanderpump Reddit, they said Phentermine.
Yeah, baby.
That
give
is
her more.
Kind of.
Give her more.
Yeah, kind of some Phentermine tweaked out vibe. But maybe she's just very excited.
Sure. I mean, listen, hearing about the latest alien news is very exciting. Yep.
Yeah. They're just not having sex, and she's not on any drugs.
No, and they are not taking shots at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday at all. Her baseball hat at this point, it's not a trucker hat. It's like a pleather baseball hat.
It's like Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation kind of hat.
With like a straw hair coming out the bottom with like kind of like a 2004 Paris Hilton mermaid flip, you know? And it's weird because essentially what we're seeing is Schwartz coming clean about a relationship that he had all last season too. Like Joe was around all last season and finally.
Do you believe either of those Toms ever took a break from having sex?
No.
Yeah.
Never.
And I'm not mad at him for it, but I'm just saying, like, does anyone think that?
No, I don't think so. But all of a sudden, I think Joe, because Tom Schwartz is, like, very codependent and, like, a fucking sure. pushover. I bet she was like, we've been fucking for a year. Can I, like, be on the show? And here we are.
Yeah.
Guiltily, he obliged, I guess. And I am so happy about it. She's giving Donica, like, I fucking love this, like, we need this energy. We need someone like this on the show. We've been crazy.
Because there is a lot of, like, nya, 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 like, mumbly.
This and that, and like, this nya, and that, nya, and yeah. like, well, this yeah. and that. You don't
because
have
they've been
someone...
doing it for so long, I yeah. feel like it's almost like, oh, this is how this show goes. Mm-hmm. And there's no genuine, it's either like, I'm crying now,
mm-hmm.
or yeah. I'm just mumbling now.
No, we need this. Then later that night at H&H Steakhouse, which is when you pitch a boys' night, that's like Rat Pack, like mid-century, like fucking skinny ties and great wire-rimmed glasses. You, I think, like an old school steakhouse. There are many yeah. all over Los Angeles.
Zone Franks or
Taylor's. Like there's
not
so
Langer's,
many
Laurie's.
Yeah, like there's so many places where like this event.
Dantana's.
Yeah, exactly. They pick a Brazilian. All-you-can-eat steakhouse.
Where they just shave it in front of you, right?
Exactly. Everything is, like, you know, brightly lit and, like, chrome. H&H Steakhouse.
And when I do that, I'm just like, I'm going to wear a white tuxedo.
Yeah, exactly. A white tux. Again, this is some kind of, like, soulless chain restaurant that allowed them to film. They decided
that's probably is the thing.
Exactly. Right off the bat, they're like, how much meat can we shove in our body? Which I related to. Meanwhile, the girls are having an astrology night. Then we get a little Allie backstory, which is very fun. We get a clip of Allie singing country music, and she explains that she saw Taylor Swift and was inspired to be a country star. And then she's like, but only one person can be Taylor Swift, and that's not me. And I decided to be an astrologer instead. Now, we do know she was on a different reality show set in Nashville, up-and-coming musicians back in, I think, 2010, 2012 or something like that. So like she's no stranger to TV before this show. But I think it's very funny that she's really like leaning in. She's like, she isn't saying it. I would like to see her do a collab with Sheena or do some kind of like music. I want to see her get in on like the single.
I think it's cool that, you know, that she did, you know, was on a reality show or whatever, but it was for like, hey listen, I'm an aspiring mm-hmm. musician, not mm-hmm. just I want to yell.
Yeah. Yeah. And she doesn't want to yell.
Yeah.
She wants to make fun faces yeah. and read all these women's charts. Back at boys' night, though, Brock is there and they're all just meeting. They're all just meeting and eating and meeting. And then James, again, he's like, what are the girls? They're always like, what are the girls doing? And the girls are just sitting on a couch.
Yeah.
It begins kind of boring. Allie begins with some astrology for the girls. Ariana's astrology is she has like a four-leaf clover in her pocket. Like she's very lucky. And Ariana's like, didn't feel lucky when my life fucking burned to the ground, but I guess here we are.
But
yes, you
she
are.
Is
you're very
lucky.
Lucky.
Yeah,
you're very
come
lucky.
On.
This is right. This is right.
And also, if you think of the scope of the world, I was like, I think you're probably, you know what I mean? Listen, it's
scope of the show.
Grandparents dying sucks.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily, and it happened, listen, putting down a pet, and all that stuff is horrible.
Horrible.
And a close amount of time, and there's, you had to pay a very huge price to come out somewhat fortunate, I guess, depending on whatever. Mm-hmm. But also, it's like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're very, 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 very lucky.
It's not like, I just like was in 9/11 and it was like a bummer. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, no. It's a very lucky thing that happened to you the way that it did. It was always happening to you. Tom being an asshole was always happening to you.
Yeah.
But the way it happened during Scandoval, you got to monetize it, and now you are better off for it, girl. Like, how many times do we have to, like, do this? Sheena is made for partnership, but Allie says that she needs to fill her cup before she fills others.
Uh-huh.
She was like, yeah. She was like, I relate. You know, she's like, something I didn't quite understand about the 12th house with her, too. I wasn't really, like, following these, like, mini reads. Lala's read, again, something I don't understand, something about being in the houses, but like not explaining quite what that is. Katie is on her last lifetime, though, and it's like, yeah, no shit. and that she has a hard time stepping into her feminine energy. And Katie says in her talking head, ever wonder why I have such a big dick energy? Sorry. It's because I used to have a big dick. And it's like, you don't, I wouldn't say you have big dick energy.
Yeah.
I'd say you have like fucking, like, I don't know. Like,
stoic? No, I don't
know. It's not really that. But like, you know, yeah, you've got a kind of energy that we're all feeling. But like, yeah, okay, you're on your last lifetime. I guess this is how evolved. You're very evolved. I don't know. And Ariana's last kind of little read bite was that by 2024, she will feel way better, which I think that's probably proven itself true. Ariana says that the internet says that she made millions of dollars, which she says is not true, that she emailed her agent and manager right before Scandoval happened and said that she's not in a good place. She needs to make some money. She tells the girls that during March, right before Scandoval, she was on her last $2,000, which I'm like, again, is that true? Like, what are we doing?
Well, if you're tied up, but you have money, tied up in assets, tied up in a, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, it's like, yeah, but before Scandival, I only had $2,000. Like, yeah, but we're not talking about before, we're talking about after.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
After is a different place, yes or no?
Yeah, you're financially
when
changed.
I was born, I didn't even have a bank account.
That's so wild. Yeah, it's so crazy. Good information. She wants to be financially responsible, and I hope she is. I mean, I hope she is.
Yeah, I'm sure she is.
Sure. Back at boys' night, they're eating spicy food and talking about Lisa Vanderpump like every good raucous boys' night. Tom says that Lisa saw Raquel and he relays his version of the story to the guys. And then he can't do this anymore. And then he says in a talking head that it was 15 years since he was technically single. Who cares? Yeah. You have been fucking your way through those 15 years. I promise you that. And again, they're also having this meat eating contest and it's very boring. Back to the girls' night, Ariana says, I don't care what James does. You know, Allie says that, you know, James is out with Sandoval and the other dudes. But she doesn't fuck with that. And from this conversation, you see Sheena's eyes are like, Sheena's like watching. She's like,
yeah, where do I fit in here?
Yeah.
Do I?
She kind of keeps her mouth shut. Katie comes to Ariana's defense being like, yeah, of course, like, this is her ex-boyfriend, like, you know, if you want to be friends with this person, she's not going to be friends with you. And then Katie and Lala like, what? Sandoval's fucking defender. They start calling each other like bitch. Like Lala's like, no one's gonna like what I have to say. So, but you and Katie's like, okay, then say it.
Yeah,
you know, like we're on this TV show, and she's like, you're not gonna like. I don't fucking Lala's bark is like way worse than. Her
oh bite. Yeah, because Katie was just like bitch, and nothing happened. Nothing happened. And it. Katie's pretty terrifying.
I know. Well, she also got ramped up by this fucking astrology read that she's on her like one of her last lives. Yeah. Big dick energy. Yeah. She's like, I'll step into that a little bit. So they get, you know, Lala's like, you're a bitch most of the fucking time. Not wrong. I love it. And then Allie diffuses things and she says, at this point, we're all different. We can all get along if we understand each other's birth chart. And it's like, but we don't want them to get along.
No.
We don't want that.
Well, but she's probably like, get along in where in my place and fight somewhere else.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah.
And then that's where the episode ends. That's my phone saying, but we get a little bit of a teaser for the rest of the season, which looks good. There's a shipwreck.
Yeah. But that's the same teaser they've been showing. It's all this. Like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like they're
– I never saw them. I feel like they're like – it's like Vanderpump Castaway. I was like, are they going to like fall off the ship? Like a deserted island? I want to see some fucking like people eating people. I want to see the cast eat each other. See the cast fucking go – talk about going rogue.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. I want to see more Joe. I want Joe to be on there. I want Joe's trucker hats to be on there.
You think Joe will get into, like, we'll get into it with anybody?
If she doesn't, it is an opportunity missed. And I hope everyone knows that. You got to poke the bear. And Joe's the bear. And her trucker hat is her fangs. I don't know. But I am excited. This trailer excited me. I'm also excited for the Valley trailer number 2 that just dropped last week. That's my ride.
Yeah, it's your motorcycle.
It's pretty cool. It's cool, like us. The Valley, as we've bitched about before, the first trailer sucked, kind of.
Yeah.
You know? It's kind of neutered trailer, like adulting trailer. But this one, we're getting messy, which I enjoyed. We've got rumors of Jack's cheating, which we talked about on this Vanderpump episode. Kristen, I believe, is freezing her eggs. They say 5 to 10 is great for 40. Schwartz is there, divorced and miserable. Sorry, that's my phone. Brittany wants another kid, but they never have sex. Jax is unraveling. Brittany and Jax. Brittany's like, fuck you. You know, we get Brittany and Jax fighting. That's pretty fun.
Do you think at any point in the show she's going to be like, why did I leave Kentucky 10 years ago?
Why did I leave Kentucky to make my money doing this?
Yeah, I could have been broken home.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, I'm more excited about the whatever marriage Kristen is trying to break up. I'm into that. I hope I like 40-something Kristen.
Yeah.
I feel like she knows how to clock into work. I hope.
And you think Stassi's just not being involved in any of this stuff is the best thing for her? I don't know.
I assume she's making a lot of money on her books and podcast. Yeah. But also, I think looking back, I mean, it depends. I'm sure they're all desperate to have a show. So I bet their rates are much lower than Vanderpump.
Yeah.
And I think Stassi, I mean, I want to see Stassi on Traitors. I'd be very into that.
Maybe she's gearing up for something different. I'm just curious. Yeah.
I know. I wonder if this means maybe Stassi. I bet Stassi for most of this time has been trying to sell her own show.
I hope Peter goes on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Well, Peter's been taking dance lessons, so it's very important that he be noticed for that. Hello. Oh, Sheena, you're never going to be on Dancing with the Stars. I'm so sorry to break this to you.
But this is just always everything. When she talks about it, it's just a campaign for her to be on it.
Yeah.
Because then people talk about it on Reddit and social media and Page Six or whatever.
Sure. But I also think this is like, so her other storyline was having like postpartum OCD, and this is like jealousy about Ariana.
And then her relationship with Tom, which is, in some would say, was more impactful and important than with Ariana.
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty insane. It's pretty ridiculous. I want to see more Brock calling people out, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. He's wrong. That kind of represents the audience a little bit.
A little bit. He's a grifter, too. Sure. But I would like to see more conflict with him, I would say. But, yeah, I'm excited for the shipwreck, mostly.
Yeah, I mean, are you sold on the Valley or what?
I'm going to watch the first episode. We'll recap. I think we'll do a little recap.
We'll probably recap because there's going to be crossover, and it's going to be hard not to. It's the universe.
Yeah, exactly. I'm intrigued, but I'm skeptical because, oh, God, that first trailer was so fucking bad. And who are these other fucking couple? Who's these random fucking people? I don't care about these people. I care about Kristen and Jax and Brittany.
And then whoever else kind of wanders in.
Yeah, and whoever Jax has sex with. That's who I care about.
And Joe. What about the mid-season trailer? What do you think about that?
I mean, again, shipwreck into. Yeah. You know? Like, yeah. I think it offers up some things that I'm intrigued by. But again, skeptical as well. Because how long can we really do this Tom Sandoval, you know, redemption? What's the opposite of redemption? Delusion? I don't know.
Well, you know, also Sheena's talking about, she's like, our friendship, like, is it real? Like, not just for the show. And it's like, I mean, that. What kind of question is it? It's like, it is a really kind of like, if whatever answer he says, who cares?
Yeah.
Does it change? And like, no one's going to be like, well, I got to tune in next week. Also, and this is an argument I'm making. I know it's kind of a horrible argument. If you take out Tom Sandoval from any of the conversation, what's the conversation?
Mm-hmm.
I know everyone's like, we hate him. We don't have to do with him. But what are we talking about if we're not talking about him?
Yeah. No, you have to – it kind of allows the cast not to have to work so hard. Because I would imagine – like, I'm thinking very seriously about what I would want to see, you know? Like, I guess, like, Lala's, like, custody battle like that. But she's not going to show that, you know?
And if you're not introducing new characters, then, there's not – without – you. Everyone says, get rid of him, get rid of him, get rid of him. But what are we going to see you talk about? Like, what are we going to see your the sandwich shop that's kind of like –
oh, God. I mean, I forgot to mention this, though. We do see Schwartz and Katie fighting over a woman, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, is that this Sheena's babysitter?
I think so. I mean,
original babysitter. Original babysitter.
Yeah, yeah.
Not her mom.
Not her mom. The 12-year-old. Not 12. Sorry. Yeah. She's legal. She's 18 years old or more. They're fighting over her, which again feels very contrived. I need more Joe. I need more Joe.
That's the thing. That's where we're at. Is just like, we need more Joe. Mm-hmm. And if you take out you know, you say you want to take him out, but put all together the parts of the show, make a compilation of the show that doesn't involve Tom Sandoval in any way, mm-hmm. you have like an 8-minute show.
Yeah.
So that's
at a Brazilian steakhouse. Yeah.
So, well, come back next time. We'll try to throw something in between episodes.
Make
sure to rate and review this. Give it 5 stars. Give it a review. Listen, life is lying, and you can lie in these reviews because we've learned life is lying.
That's right.
Lie to us. You think we don't care if we lie to us? Please
don't block us.
Yeah.
Yep. This one's for you.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.